Sorry, where I begin? How do I begin at your beginning? Your country is beautiful. I'm watching it now, green and lush. The sun is hitting the grass golden, and the flowers white in the fields. Crows and pigeons call to each other or fly, and the cows graze in that distinct, homely smell of manure all around my neighborhood. This is your country, and it's beautiful. Is this what you fought for? Is this who you fought for? In the mud and the gas, is this what you thought of? I wish I could hold you like I did my little brother back when he was still little, when a tornado was coming and we were afraid. I was afraid. And I held him to my chest and ran my fingers through his short hair, and we waited. I wish I could hold you. I wish words could reach across time and that you could feel them, that you could feel the back-breaking weight of the letters I carry in my backpack, letters from school children who ask you, what is your name? How did you die? Why did you die? Who thank you for things that they can't comprehend, that I can't comprehend? And I don't know what bravery is anymore. And I don't know what war means anymore. They say you didn't die in vain, but how is 50,000 men on a day not in vain? Did you know your war that was supposed to end all wars didn't work? Did you know that there's still war today? Did you know that people still kill each other? Did you know people tried to kill my sister just for being in a place that doesn't have the green, fertile land you have, that doesn't have children who can write? Yours can. It's so beautiful here. It's quiet, except for the screams of children playing or the distant rumble of a bus. And the sun is setting, and in a few hours it will be 100 years since your war was declared. And I wonder how you felt. Were you excited? Were you afraid? How did your sisters feel? Were they enticed by the promise of drama and heroics? Did they urge you on, or did they hold you back? I wonder what your father and your mother and your friends, your cousins, your aunts and uncles, I wonder all the people that the thread of your life connected. What did they feel when they first heard? What did they feel when the thread was severed? It's foolish, but I'm a bit like you. Sometimes I think if I could just feel enough, then people wouldn't have to hurt. Sometimes that's what I want, to feel so much, to break my heart, so that no one else has to. That's not the way it works.